we have a couple on the team that, you know, they can go up there and actually, you know, go up there and look for the changeup. They can go up there and no matter how slow, no matter how hard of a changeup, no matter how much movement, you know, they're really good at sequencing their swing to do that. There's others that they could go up there and look for the changeup and still wouldn't have great success. You don't want to do that. I think one of the biggest keys, the difference between the first couple innings and then later in the game, except for Olivia Gigante, I thought she was pretty consistent throughout the whole game. She was getting down regularly. We were just getting caught. We weren't quite getting back and getting down on time. We were a little bit late on the hard one and then half loaded on the slow one, and so we just get caught between speeds. I felt like in the fourth inning it started to get a little bit better. You felt like the load sequence was going, because it wasn't like it was, you know, she's throwing a nasty pitch breaking away. The speed is the fool factor there. You know, the speed is such a different, like you mentioned before, 20 some miles off.
Yeah.
It's a tough adjustment at that speed and that distance and that break. But I think more importantly, I think we started to get down better. And then you can see that the contact on the hard was getting a little bit better. Charlotte got, you know, the hard one in the fourth. And then I think that really allows you, once you're down and you're on time, you can then adjust to the off-speed pitch, which we did a couple times. Even Kendra did a good job bouncing the ball up.
Yeah.
You know, they made a really nice play at shortstop, but a little bit better.